It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, before Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump took the stage for the third and final presidential debate in Las Vegas Wednesday night, their running mates were getting out the vote here in Michigan. Tim Kaine visited a Detroit nonprofit, and Mike Pence spoke at a Macomb County Republican dinner. At this point, the latest polls show Clinton leading Trump by double digits in Michigan. Do you think we'll see much campaign action in the state now that we're in the home stretch?
Probably, even though it may not seem to make a lot of sense. There's no realistic chance Trump is going to win Michigan, but he needs to. His path to victory includes taking at least one big industrial state that normally goes Democratic, like Pennsylvania or Michigan, so he has to keep trying. But there are other things going on here, too, which is fundraising. When somebody like Tim Kaine comes, it sometimes is coupled with a fundraising event, and the Democrats are trying to raise funds to, actually, you know, both parties are fighting over control of the Senate, maybe even the House, and the Democrats are diverting money in the states they don't normally divert it into. If they can raise a little extra in Michigan, that's great.
This week, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the head of the state Republican Party, fired the party's grassroots chair for refusing to support Donald Trump for president. Wendy Lynn Day says she can't back Trump because she doesn't consider him a true Republican. Now she's out of a job. Jack, this seems unprecedented.
It is. Well, this is a non-paid volunteer job, for one thing. But Ronna Romney McDaniel is in between a rock and a hard place. She has a toxic candidate who most Republicans, I would think most Republicans at top levels at this point, want to lose. On the other hand, she can't denounce him. I talked to a party chair in Ohio in much the same boat. If she denounces him or backs away from him, she risks losing her job because of the Trump supporters in the Republican Party. So they have to act as if they're a united front. That's something always more important to Republicans than Democrats. But I suspect Ms. McDaniel will be very happy on November 9th.
The state of Michigan has approved Wayne County's request to be released from its 14-month agreement to improve its finances. County Executive Warren Evans says the county satisfied the consent agreement by eliminating its structural deficit and restoring overall financial stability. Jack, this is clearly a positive step for the county, but is it too soon to celebrate?
Well, Warren Evans himself said that don't pop all the champagne yet. There's still unfunded pension obligations in the hundreds of millions of dollars to deal with. But this is a real good news story, and it's a real tribute to Warren Evans, who was elected county executive not quite 2 years ago and has really done a very good and responsible job of getting the county's affairs in order. Now what we're waiting to find out is if he can come up with the money, do bonds or something else, to fix the half-built jail, which is something that he says makes the most sense to do. I agree with him, although Dan Gilbert wants that land. So I think people ought to tip their hat to Warren Evans.
State lawmakers have come up with what they're calling an action plan to ensure that there isn't a repeat of the Flint water crisis. The 36 recommendations in the report include overhauling lead standards and testing children's teeth for lead. It also recommends reforming the emergency manager law and changes to state civil service rules. Jack, any surprises here?
Well, I'm surprised that it's such a bipartisan report, although both parties have said they don't agree with everything in it. There's no majority and minority reports. I'm very intrigued by the emergency manager concept, which split it to an office of three people, the sort of financial bean counter, someone's an expert on local government operations, and an ombudsman to represent the people. What they haven't said is how this is going to work structurally or who has the most power, but I think that would be palatable. What we don't know yet is how much of this the legislature will be willing to pass and what Governor Snyder's attitude has been toward it. Governor Snyder, of course, has been this big proponent of the emergency manager law, although even he admits it doesn't always work very well, and it certainly didn't in Flint. So I'll be very curious when the lame duck session starts how this stuff fares.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Jack, thanks so much.
You have a great weekend.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.